Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love hearing from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go to our brand new podcast page. That is podcastarena.com. Just click on the YSR tab. We've got a very special guest that's joining us tonight. That, of course, is the newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League. That is Nick Sukevich that is joining us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Nick. It's nice to have you with us.
Hi, Elissa. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really delighted to be.
Well, we are very anxious to learn more about the National Lacrosse League and just the vision that you have. So tell us, first and foremost, I mean, what are your top priorities and some of the immediate goals that we can anticipate?
Well, it's an exciting time. Lacrosse across all of the country and North America, by and large, is really growing rapidly at an incredible pace. There's so many kids playing the game growing up, and I see it a lot like soccer was 20 years ago, where the sport is just having explosive growth. For us with the indoor game, you know, it's, as I look at the game, it's the best kept secret in professional sports, and we've got to tell a better story, and we've got to get the game out to the whole lacrosse community, whether it's in Houston, Texas, or Chicago, or the West Coast, or the East Coast. We've got to tell the story and get our players out there and get the video out there of all the great plays that they're making on the weekend. So we've got to do that. We've got to increase the number of teams. We're a 19 league right now. We've got to double the size of the league over the next 5 years, 10 years. We've got to develop a better way of communicating to the lacrosse community and even the non-lacrosse community. I'm a hardcore soccer guy, and I grew up in Major League Soccer over the last 21 years. But when I looked at this sport and I looked at the indoor game that the National Lacrosse League plays, I just fell in love with it because it's hard-hitting, it's fast, it's dynamic, and not enough people know about it. And I think when they do, they'll be very excited to make it a part of their sports menu.
It's an exciting sport, no doubt about that. And Nick, it's interesting because you joined the National Lacrosse League as the newly appointed commissioner when the league has 9 teams, as you had just mentioned. And there seems to be, you know, perhaps a lot of parallels between where the National Lacrosse League is now, where it is today, and where Major League Soccer was 21 years ago when you started. Tell us about what you see there. Are there similarities?
There's so many, Elissa, and the deja vu I'm going through here for the last 3 weeks
has
been unbelievable. I mean, we're a 9-team league. I mean, when we started Major League Soccer, we were a 10-team league. No one really gave soccer much attention or thought, but there was this growing grassroots base of kids that over the last year, 20 years, grew up and became adults, and they're consuming the sport in a big way. I see the same parallel in lacrosse. Lacrosse is a booming growth sport at the
yes.
grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
There's more kids picking up sticks and playing the game, and not just boys, but boys and girls, men and women, carrying on, playing the game at the high school level, collegiate level, very much where soccer was 20 years ago. And our league has 9 incredible owners, very committed, deeply committed to the sport, have great depth to be able to fund the growth of the league and the sport going forward, and we're going to look for more of those types of owners. Same with Major League Soccer. They had originally, there was 4 owners that launched the 10-team league, and there were more that came along, and now people are knocking at the door to try to get into Major League Soccer, so we see some similarities. Where we see a difference, though, is lacrosse is an endemic North American sport. It's a sport that was invented here in America. And we have some of the best lacrosse players in the world that play in our league that do amazing things on the weekends. And that's a little bit different than soccer because, as everybody knows, soccer in Europe and South America has really been trying to import themselves into the U.S., into North America for many, many years. So there's a little bit of that difference, but so many parallels and a lot of deja vu over the last 3 weeks on the job.
The newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sukevich, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is interesting talking about your background. You know, you served as both a league and team executive 21 years in MLS, having built soccer stadiums in New York and Philadelphia. How do you think, Nick, I mean, some of those experiences, how is that going to help you grow and expand the National Lacrosse League?
Well, the big lesson that I learned in MLS was it's all about ownership. It's all about ownership quality and the depth of ownership and their passion for the sport and commitment to growing the league. We had that in MLS from the very beginning. It never wavered. Probably one of the best group of owners in all of professional sports, along with the nine that we have in NLL. But a terrific group of owners. And actually, we have some MLS owners in the NLL. But they come with operating experience. They come with a commitment to growing a league like ours. And that's going to be really important. The other thing that I took away from MLS is, and I built two stadiums in MLS, those stadiums are critical. They package the sport the right way. They present it in an authentic way to the fan. And the great news is we have that in NLL. We have great arenas like Air Canada Center, beautiful, beautiful buildings like First Niagara, where our Buffalo team plays, Pepsi Center in Denver, where the Mammoth play. And it's so important to put the sport on a field or a rink that is packaged properly so the fans can have a great, engaging time at an NLL game. And soccer did that. Once the soccer stadium started coming out and being built, the fans really were able to enjoy the sport in a more authentic way. So we're gonna continue to focus on that as well. And then the third thing is going into markets that really have a fan base and a community that's going to embrace that team.
A year of acceleration. So tell me this. Okay, you've been a commissioner for now a few weeks. I know it's been a whirlwind just listening to you, but you have had some time to take in some of the games in Toronto, Saskatchewan, and in Georgia. What's been some of your the initial impressions that you've had of some of those games?
Well, first and foremost, the game is eye-catching and riveting. I can't take my eyes off the game, and in some cases I'm entertaining people in a suite, and I feel like I'm rude half the time because I can't stop.
So captivating.
What the guys are doing on the floor. It's really unbelievable. I mean, one minute you'll see a cross check a la hockey with a guy, you know, physically going into the boards, and then the next minute you're watching the same, you know, 6'3" guy do a behind the back no look pass or scoring a goal that way. That's just amazing to watch, and it's thrilling. And in talking to some of the fans in the markets that I've been at, they are coming back to these games for the same reasons. They just can't get enough of the action on the floor. I mean, you'll see 25 shots to 30 shots with a 12 to 10 score line, lots of end-to-end action, and the balance of physicality along with that skill is pretty cool to watch. So yeah, a diehard soccer guy that's been converted after four live games.
Oh, so exciting. Okay, so reach out to our national audience. Nick, where can they perhaps check out some of these games? I understand that they are online. What are some of the media outlets where they can check it out?
Yes, so our online digital partner is Fox Sports Go and ESPN3, and TSN up in Canada is airing some of our games. They have a game of the week on linear TV, as well as they're showing it on their digital platform as well. So mostly accessible digitally on Fox Go. Fox Sports Go and ESPN3 and on linear television through TSN up in Canada. So lots of access there. Got to get better. You know, we are deeply appreciative to Fox and ESPN and TSN, and we're going to be looking to expand our partnerships with all three of those broadcast partners so we can get this great product out to a wider audience in North America.
Absolutely. Well, the newly appointed commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, Nick Sukovich, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations and continued success. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks, Alyssa. Great being on the show. I hope we could talk more lacrosse in the future.
Absolutely. Always an open invitation. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at YSR. You stay close.